WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Pennsylvania for a town hall event. Former President Trump today campaigning in Georgia. And Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, speaking out in an interview with the New York Times. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff and retired General John Kelly with a blistering rebuke of the Republican nominee for president, calling him a fascist with no concept for the rule of law or the Constitution. He says he made the decision to speak out now after Trump talked about using the military against what he called the enemy within. In a statement the Trump campaign writing, John Kelly has totally beclowned himself, calling the stories fabricated.
Existing home sales fell by 1% in September and now on track for the worst year since 1995 for a second straight year. Higher mortgage rates and low inventory sidelining many potential home buyers. And severe heat holding its grip across states in the West, and temperatures feel like summer along the East Coast. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. A proposed Waukesha County sales tax has been put on hold. Ted Allen has an update.
Waukesha County is one of four counties in Wisconsin that doesn't currently have a sales tax. County Executive Paul Farrow said in a Tuesday statement that he postponed the measure to allow for more public input and to inform residents on the county's financial challenges. The 0.5% county sales tax would be added to the existing 5% state sales tax. Opponents say that would overtax Waukesha County residents.
A drunk driver nearly crashed into the vice president's motorcade in Milwaukee on Monday night. Milwaukee County deputies say the drunk driver was headed west on the eastbound side of I-94. Nobody was injured in the incident. A deputy pulled the driver over after the motorcade passed by and arrested a 55-year-old man on suspicion of drunk driving. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gusty northwest wind is whipping at 30 miles per hour and keeping our high temperatures to just the mid-50s today. Under mostly sunny skies, we stay clear tonight, and this allows our temperatures to crash cold. They'll be flirting with the freezing mark early tomorrow morning, but under plenty of sunshine, highs will reach the low 60s. And then rain rolls in at night. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
99.7
So I mentioned that I'm starting to feel like I'm getting a head cold. I started taking the Zicam, which this is the first time I've actually done the fruit drops. They're kind of sort of like candy, and I'm going to admit they're kind of sort of good. It says take them every 2 to 3 hours until everything clears up, I guess. 2 to 3 hours, but no more than 5 a day. They don't know how long I'm awake every day, do they? Rolling Stones, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's Max FM.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
Max FM.
Donna Summers on 99.7 Max FM. Well, a reporter in Detroit, Michigan interviewed a 94-year-old woman named Donna Maddox after she got to ride around at MIS, that's Michigan International Speedway, in a Ferrari sports car. She rode shotgun, of course, because there's only two seats. She didn't drive, did she? 94. Hit a top speed of 155 miles an hour. Said she's always loved fast cars, so it was a big thrill. Now, imagine if they would have actually driven the car as fast as it would go. Certainly, the Ferrari can go faster than 155.
Max FM Sports.
The Bucks will open their season on the road in Philadelphia for the third straight season tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks swept the three-game series last year and have won seven of their last 10 against the Sixers. Tip time is set for 6:30 on ESPN. Marquette senior guard Cam Jones has been named preseason All-Big East first team. At Big East Conference Media Day today, Creighton center Ryan Kalkbrenner has been chosen as the Big East preseason player of the year. Marquette picked to finish fourth behind UConn, Creighton, and Xavier in a vote of the league's coaches today. NFL, the Titans Chiefs are working to finalize a deal that would send wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City. The Titans would receive a conditional fourth-round pick in the deal. The Chiefs have had a needed wideout since Rashee Rice suffered a right knee injury in Week 4 that required season-ending surgery. Packers back in the practice field today. They're shooting for their fourth straight win when they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
Jay Roberts, your workday companion here at 99.7 Max FM, also your lunch hour companion. What are you eating? I mentioned I'm eating Zycam. It's not my official lunch, but they could pass as lunch. They're very good. Not a paid product placement. I'm just fighting off the cold. That's all. Dan Hartman now at Max FM.
No more.
I'm kind of sensing a theme today. We're playing Somebody's Watching Me. We played Private Eye by Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. And Every Breath You Take by The Police. I'll Be Watching You. Getting me nervous here on a Wednesday afternoon. Jay Roberts taking a break. We got your weather forecast in moments on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween Torchlit Hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There will also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween Treat Walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gusty northwest wind is whipping at 30 miles per hour and keeping our high temperatures to just the mid-50s today. Under mostly sunny skies, we stay clear tonight, and this allows our temperatures to crash cold. They'll be flirting with the freezing mark early tomorrow morning, but under plenty of sunshine, highs will reach the low 60s. And then rain rolls in at night. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
99.7
It's a game of give and take. You. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me baby. Don't say goodnight. Say you're gonna stay forever. Oh, oh, all the way. Can you take me high enough? Yesterday.
103.1 FM.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. I love hearing about that Fed rate cut, because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Feisty northwest winds are whipping our high temperatures down to just the upper 40s. With more and more sunshine peeking through by this afternoon and especially into this evening, skies stay clear. And as winds calm, our lows fall below freezing, expected to bottom out in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
I never thought.
like she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Trail Mix 103.1.